Well, there are signs of a slowdown, if not a right down reversal of inflation. Those signs coming from the government's Consumer Price Index for May, as it shows that last month,
grocery prices, food at home, they fell about 0.1%, and all food ended up about flat, and the all items CPI is down 0.1%.
Agriculture Department economist Ricky Volpe, who says consumers are getting a pleasant surprise at the supermarket with prices down for many food items last month, even though most of them are still selling for more than this time last year. However, a few items are bucking that trend, such as pork and veggies.
Vegetable prices are down, and that's notable because vegetable prices have been down for all of 2012. They've been ticking down, and they've been down relative to 2011. And given that the vegetable index as a whole fell another 0.8% in May, it's starting to look like a very real possibility that retail vegetable prices will deflate in 2012.
In fact, as a whole, vegetables sold for 7% less last month versus a year ago.
Potatoes are down 4.7%, lettuce is down 10%, tomatoes is down 20%, and then an aggregation of all the other smaller crops is down 2%.
However, Volpe reiterates that most products are still costing more than last year, which is why he is expecting grocery store prices to rise at least 2.5% this year. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.